Autonomy. Objects and photos, selected by the curators, show important although ultimate stage of childhood, coming out of it and becoming an efficient autonomous person. In the case of Janek and Hania, the moment of achieving autonomy comes suddenly. It is rather a cause of necessity than maturity. Janek can become an adult by starting a new family or becoming the head of the one in which he is brought up, for example, due to the death of his parents. The attributes of his adulthood are long trousers, stimulants like tobacco and alcohol, and wedding photos. Hania's autonomy appears to us similarly. The girl gains it when she is financially independent. At 15, she must find a job. She can no longer live in an orphanage. Hania turns into Hanna. She can cut her braids and convert them to a kind of a fashionable hairstyle, add the desired high heels, and in her new handbag, she has the first money she earned. Andrzej belongs to the first generation whose childhood is lengthening and gaining autonomy. There is a transitional period of adolescence. Young people share a love for rebellious music, big beat, concerts, and first home parties. Andrzej obtains a matriculation certificate, thanks to which he can take an attractive job, and the apartment allocation gives him the opportunity to live independently and start a family. It is similar in Magda's generation. Young people can define themselves through music, clothing, belonging to a subculture, which the sign of at the exhibition is the punk jacket. An important component of the self-determination of the generation of the 1980s is the ability to cross state borders. After graduating from high school, Magda starts her studies. She can continue her studies abroad thanks to student exchange programs. She travels. She can see the world from a completely different perspective than her peers in previous generations. And what does the autonomy of our youngest characters consist of? These questions are also asked by the curators of the exhibition. Certainly, the testimony of the autonomy of contemporary children is their subjective treatment. Children have become important creators of the needs of both themselves and adults. They are an important element of the market that producers take into consideration. The norm in the home space is the child's own room, often developed at the expense of the needs of adults. Thanks to the development of technology and the availability of electronic devices such as smartphones, children create their own virtual world, independent of the world of adults, although not always safe. A threat to children's autonomy may also be excessive control by adults, helping children and limiting their duties. At the exhibition, we encourage you to reflect on this topic as well.